We're about to meet the cocktail maker, Elijah Newcomb. Good morning, Elijah.
Good morning.
And we've got Alex Rougeau, blessed from the past.
Hello.
From La Raza as well. Yes, yeah. Former Bookmark co-presenter. Nice to see you again,
you.
Alex. Now, things have moved on a little bit, haven't they, Elijah, since
Absolutely.
Pina Colada? I mean, that was the thing.
It's still kind of popular, yeah. But things have moved on an awful lot since then.
And they're more popular now, cocktails as well, aren't they? When you go out to a bar, it's there. Before, it would have been a big production to have a cocktail, whereas now a lot of bars just mix them.
Most places do them, yeah.
So how do you mix a cocktail? What kind of things do you put in a cocktail? You know, what makes a good cocktail?
It's entirely down to personal tastes, really, in my opinion. So if you like a sour cocktail, then you want to have more sort of lime and lemon in it. And if you want something sweeter, then, yeah, sort of more sugar and liqueurs.
But do you need a mixture of sweet and sour?
Yeah, you want it to be balanced either way. So have a good balance of the sweet and sour, as well as, sort of juices, if you like, that sort of thing.
And lots of alcohol, obviously.
Lots of alcohol.
Obviously, lots of alcohol, yeah.
And it's a speciality of La Raza, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been making cocktails and sort of been a leading cocktail bar, finalist in the Cambridge Bars Awards for many years, and they've been there for 13 years now. So 14, in fact. I think we just had our birthday. So yeah, absolutely. And this month we're really focusing on it being a cocktail lounge, and we want people to come down. We've got lots of new cocktails on. Have your martinis, have your margaritas, and sit and chat, and have tapas as well.
And you've got a semi-finalist from the World Cocktail Competition working there.
Yes.
Sean, who was supposed to be here, but he's not unwell.
He's very unwell.
Get well
I don't
soon,
think
Sean.
It's down to cocktails, I hope. By now he's become immune to that sort of thing, I think. But yeah, Sean Bayliss is one of our bar managers, and he was very recently in the Diageo World Class Cocktail Contest down in London. Himself and also Danny Wilson, who was one of our bar members, and they're the only ones from Cambridge. 50 of the UK's top bars, places like Hawksmoor or the Savoy, the American Bar, so we're in brilliant company. They had a lot of fun.
Now, I always associate cocktails with women. Is it true, do you think, that women are more likely to buy a cocktail than a man?
No, I don't think so anymore, because I think, drinks like the Negroni, for example, very masculine drink. Well, I don't know. Is it a masculine drink?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, and there's other sort of whiskey.
The old-fashioned, things like that.
Yeah, old-fashioned. Yeah, whiskey-based ones. So, no, I think it's a unisex thing.
Good, good. Well, it warms my heart to see what's on the table in front of you, Elijah. Can you talk us through what you've got there?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm going to be making an espresso martini, as it's before 12, and you will need a coffee before midday.
Yes.
So,
and a martini.
Yeah, of course. ingredients, simply, it's only four real ingredients. We've got just vodka, Kahlua, coffee liqueur, espresso, which we bottled this morning, and a sugar syrup as well.
And you're saying you're just about to make it, you're going to stand up, because it is a lot of, there's a performance element, isn't it?
There's a bit of theatre, but it's just, I think I'd probably cover myself in a cocktail if I was sitting down.
Potentially expensive equipment in here as well.
Yeah, but, we think of Tom Cruise and cocktail, and the flipping of the bottles, and it's a real show. It can be.
It can be. I might not. There's not enough space for all that in here. No. I don't think. But it can be.
Well, I'm not going to stop you
any
longer.
I'll crack on.
Off you go.
Get on with it. Which means, I think.
How do we drink a cocktail then? Is it something that you should? This is the ice. That's
Sorry,
the noise of the ice.
Yeah.
No. Should we linger over it, down it in one with food? What?
Depends on your mood, I suppose, or how your week's been. But I think, to sip a cocktail is definitely best. I love a very dry vodka martini, and you can't drink that quickly, or you get a bit of a head rush. But interestingly, it is a really good thing to have with food. There's lots of bars now that are doing a cocktail and food matching, and actually this month we're launching something with the Cambridge Cookery School where we will be doing food and cocktail matching.
Okay.
Sorry, it's going to get noisy.
It's going to get noisy. I don't think there's a nicer sound in the world than that. Is there a cocktail being made? What's your favourite cocktail, Alex? You said a martini.
I do like a vodka martini with a twist, quite dry. And then apart from that, a margarita in the summer.
What about you, Elijah? What's your favourite?
My favourite's the Mai Tai. Which is like a rum, lime, lots of rum, obviously. Lime, sort of like a
Oh, look at this. Anything. This looks gorgeous. I must describe it. It's in, is this a martini glass? I love these glasses. And it does look like a coffee. So remind me again, because it's got a little, it's sort of the coffee coloured and it's got a froth on top. Remind me again, what's in it?
So again, it's the vodka, Kahlua, which is a coffee liqueur, sugar syrup, and obviously espresso.
Oh, that is lovely. That is rather nice. And because it's an espresso, it's actually, you know, because it's coffee.
Exactly.
I'm not doing anything.
It's almost good
well.
For you, you know?
So, yeah.
So how many cocktails would you sell in an evening?
That's hard to say. On a busy night, you can sell, hundreds and hundreds. So we've most of the guys that we have got it down to quite a fine art, so they can just produce, they can just churn them out all night. So at some events, you'll make thousands quite easily.
What's your favourite one to make?
Favourite one to make? To be honest, I'm kind of getting a bit old and lazy now. So
the easy ones
are good. Yeah. I think martinis and sort of the stirred down drinks, because it's quite a nice blend, and it's more about the actual ingredients. So you get to taste them, obviously. Yeah,
I find in some bars, some bartenders can be slightly snobbish about some things, can't they? Like you
Absolutely.
Ask for certain cocktails and they might look at you funny. Or I find I get respect when I ask for a martini. They sort of look at you like, okay,
yeah. Okay, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Yeah, so perhaps a pina colada is seen as perhaps a bit nasty.
It's quite a disco, yeah. It's quite a, yeah, quite a disco drink. So,
well, is this something that's evolving? That, no, nothing wrong with disco.
Absolutely not.
Is it something that's evolving? You know, are there new cocktails coming online
Absolutely,
all the time?
Absolutely, yeah. It's always ever evolving. It moves into many different ways. You can go either down the ingredients are changing an awful lot, and the general skill of the bartenders now is going up. So there's a lot of homemade stuff that people are doing, which is really good, like bitters and cordials and things, which are they're really, really changing the game.
And there's also things happening in London where they do, you know, molecular things, and it's all lots of theatre with dry ice and all weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's lots of trends in our tastes. Obviously, gin has been massive in the last few years, but there's an expectation that will drop off and maybe rum will start to come up.
Really,
a bit more.
Rum's the next one. I wondered what the next one was. I've been thinking port might be.
Eventually, it'll get to port, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it will, yeah.
But all the vermouths as well, I've been reading. There's lots of stuff around how the vermouths are all becoming, you know, the way people get about gin, which is all, what are the individual botanicals? They're getting like that about the vermouths as well. And you could have the vermouth on ice, because it would be such a good quality with lots of great tastes.
And is it something that you can train in? You know, is it something that you learn, that what they call it, CPD, continuing professional development? Are there workshops and things?
There are. Yeah, there's lots of things. There are some sort of more professional. Most bars and nowadays offer cocktail classes, which is like a real sort of condensed version, just to sort of get people trying their hand at it. That's the first step. But then you can get there's colleges and schools to go into if you want to go really, really in depth.
This is very lovely, I must say. I am enjoying this. Talking about yourself.
We're sitting here, looking at you drinking that. It's
coffee.
It?
It's got coffee in it.
You just start bringing in a little mug of that.
And a little umbrella. Yes. Do you do the umbrella still, or is that a bit naff now?
It's again disco.
Oh, it's all changed.
Since you've been in a cocktail. Come on.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you very much. That's lovely. And LaRaza, you've got some more events coming up, yeah?
We have. Like I say, this month we're going for the chill out cocktail lounge style of events. We're going to have acoustic sets. We're going to have lots of stuff going on with our food. We're going to be launching a new croquetos bar snacks menu. And like I say, doing a few events with the Cambridge Cookery School, where they'll be bringing in different flavours from around the world in a tapas style to be matched with specific cocktails. So really excited about that. We're involved in the night market that Cambridge Bid are running on the 19th, doing the bars there. And we've got the Cambridge Cocktail Weekend, August Bank Holiday Weekend as well. So all about cocktails. You've got to get yourself down, Lee.
It's all about cocktails. Oh, don't worry. Well, it is a nice space. It's on Rose Crescent. It's downstairs,
right,
which might make you think you're going into sort of a nightclubby kind of space. But actually, once you're there, it's like a souk or something, isn't it? Like a Tunisian souk.
Absolutely. It's a lovely place to relax and chill out. And we do have music and we do have dancing. As we know, the early nightclub happens there. I think the trend is a little bit more towards people going out for that place where they can sit and chat and drink and eat. And just hang out with friends.
Lovely. Lovely to see you. And thank you very much for my cocktail. Do you need to take this glass away or can I keep it? Because I want to linger over it. And I've noticed, I thought it was a plastic glass, but it's a proper glass.
Yeah, of course. Only the best.
We'll let you keep it.